This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1859. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition recorded January 5th, Afghanistan, Albania, Andaman Islands, Antarctica, Bolivia, Bougainville, Brazil, China, Cuba, Eritrea, Ethiopia, France, Germany, Guatemala, India, Indonesia, Kurdistan, Myanmar, Peru, Seychelles, Solomon Islands, Spain, Tinian, UK, USA, Vatican, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Bruce Churchill in California reports that Radio Afghanistan is still on the air on 6100, including English at 1530 to 16 UT. Monitoring via the Perseus site in eastern Finland, he reports on the broadcast January 2nd, but there were transmitter problems. English came on late at 1532 and a half and seemed to disappear about 1550 as the transmitter power seemed to be going down. And there was also extreme interference from China on 6105. Something very strange has been happening with some of the China Radio International relays via Albania to North America on 6020. Stephen Luce in Texas reported December 29th at 0100, the Beijing hour seemed to have interference from a strong carrier on the same frequency, and it had been happening for the past week. However, Mike Barraclough found another explanation of this, a post at zippyshare.com, a clip made by someone going by Mr. Spock on December 23rd, switching between the AM and FM modes on his receiver and indicating that the relay was actually being transmitted on narrowband FM, at least on that occasion. You might keep an ear on 6020 in case that happened again. A rare opportunity to hear a major broadcaster in NVFM, even if by mistake. Alokesh Gupta forwards news from Joe's Jacob to the DX India Group that All India Radio Port Blair, Andaman and Nicobar Islands is back on the air. It had been off for weeks, but it was heard December 30th, again on 4760. That means, once again, we have to be very careful to decide whether we're hearing that or the other AIR station on the same frequency in Leh, Kashmir. Antarctica Non, Alan Rowan, England, reports a new daily transmission to Antarctica from Bulgaria. There was a posting on the Shortwave Airtime Facebook page that Spaceline Limited, that's the shortwave operator in Bulgaria, and Radio Nova News are starting a transmission to Antarctica for the Bulgarian base to bring them information. Shortwave is the only medium that can reach directly at a distance of 13 megameters. This was to start January 1st between 01 and 02 UT daily on 11600. Of course, that led monitors to try to hear it with a little success. Alan Rose says there was a transmission in progress at 0104 UT, possibly in Bulgarian. It lasted only a few minutes and faded out with no trace, but he did record what sounded like a jingle for Nova News. Hans-Jürg Biener tried again 48 hours later from Germany and did not find anything, nor did I on some checks here in Mid-America. However, a signal originating in Bulgaria in the dead of winter, in the middle of the night, on the 11 megahertz band is not likely to go very far, let alone to Antarctica. But then it was all explained, thanks to a reply from Ventsislav Georgiev of Spaceline in Sofia that Alan Rowe received on January 4th. Information on the Facebook page is correct. Spaceline will start transmissions of Nova News to Antarctica very soon. It was planned to start January 1st, but some logistic problems with the base caused it to be postponed to the middle or the end of January. But there was a test transmission on January 1st, and it appears there may be a frequency change due to propagation anomalies. The Way Out of Band Bolivian is reported by Bob Welkner in Florida, tentatively to the NASA group. It's Radio San Jose on 5580.2. There's a weak Spanish signal there January 2nd at 2245 to 2305. Ron Howard in California reports that NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea on 3325 was heard from 1119 to off at 1205 UT January 3rd. He says, the first time for me hearing a formal official sign-off. For a long time, they normally ended around 12 UT by just suddenly pulling the plug. But this time, they had children singing the national anthem at 1203. Sounded like an ID with frequencies before going off at 1205. They previously pulled the plug during the news relay from Port Moresby, but there was none of that on this occasion. In the new DX Listening Digest, when published via worldofradio.com, number 17-01, we have a very interesting original article by Kent D. Murphy. Did Chinese music influence Western popular music? Or is the drum solo Chinese? It starts this way. Firedrake, described as Chinese folk music or Chinese classical music, is used for jamming radio transmissions. But it actually sounds a lot like what Western jazz and rock musicians describe as jamming, as in a jam session. Isn't it odd how words work? And he goes on to explain the linkages between these with lots of references and audio clips. Dave Volko in Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX, reports hearing Radio Havana Cuba on 5040 during the morning hours, coming on at 12 UT, and mixing products with 5025 Radio Rebelde, leapfrogs above and below on 5010 and 5055. This was on December 28th. 5040, of course, normally goes off the air at 07 UT, and it's not on the air at all in the mornings. Maybe this was a mistake. I often look for these leapfrogs myself in the evenings and late at night, but have not been hearing them lately, presumably because, although the signals can be very strong, the 5025 and 5040 broadcasts are from different transmitter sites. But when Dave was hearing them after 11 UT, they must have been from the same site for this to happen. Rich DeAngelo tells the NASA fly sheet about a reply he got from Arne Koro. He says, in the not-too-distant future, as solar cycle enters into its deepest null in activity, we may be adding possibly 3350 or near that frequency for Radio Havana Cuba, running at 25 or 50 kilowatts with a simple full-wave dipole antenna. Well, he's been predicting this for several years now with no results so far, but why not? I've been hearing a good strong signal in Arabic at 15 UT on 11670, but not every day. On Saturday, December 31st, it was Radio Adal, transmitted via France from 15 to 16. The first half is in Arabic and the second half in Tigrinya, so it's for Eritrea. And then on January 3rd, Tuesday, I heard its sibling station on the same schedule, but that one is called Radio Al-Mukhtar, and it appears to be religious, at least they were alleging Allahu Akbar. Normally it's Ethiopia blamed for jamming broadcasts from Eritrea with white noise sounding much like DRM. But there could be a turnabout. Wolfgang Büschel was monitoring a station on 7233.423 variable. December 28th, around 04 UT, which one would assume was from Ethiopia, perhaps for Eritrea. But this signal was hit by white noise jamming. Started at 04:30 and was wide enough to interfere with Voice of Turkey's English broadcast on 7240. So, did the Ethiopians make a mistake and put jamming on their own transmitter frequency, or were the Eritreans jamming them in return? Oh, the date on that was really December 30th, and it was all gone at 0445. Longwave 162 kHz in France finally did close down at 23 UT December 31st. Several monitors were tuned in to the remote receiver in Holland if they couldn't get it direct, such as Greg Hardison in California. And he says at 23:55 UT, I'm still hearing some audio on 162, definitely a mix of Europe 1, 183, and Luxembourg 234 kHz. The Alouis carrier would still have to be on to produce the Luxembourg effect, true to its name in this case. That is, ionospheric mixing of high-powered long-wave signals to show up on another frequency. On UT January 2nd, that is the night after New Year's Eve, I was surprised to hear Radio Truth Guatemala on the air much later than usual on 4055. That being a Sunday night local time, they normally sign off just after 04 UT instead of 06 on weeknights. But there they were at 0534 with some Christmassy music, and they were still going, although maybe about to sign off at 0708. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports the national channel of All India Radio on a very odd frequency, 9381, December 22nd, for the broadcast from 1320 until midnight 40. Low modulation, however. This was also heard by Dave Valko in Pennsylvania the same day, off frequency at 1346 UT, December 22nd. He says it had been off from before Christmas, but they finally readjusted back to 9380 as of December 30th. Comes on at 1320 UT. On January 3rd, Ron Howard in California heard the other station on 3325 besides NBC Bougainville, which I guess had already signed off. It was RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia, from 1212 to 1228, relaying news from Jakarta until 1228 with a patriotic song. The Voice of Indonesia External Service, in English before 14 and Indonesian afterwards, had been lately just above 9526. Never seemed to be exactly on frequency. But on January 4th, I measured it on 9524.94. This is also noted by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, January 3rd, who just put it on 9525. Wolfgang Büschel measured it at 1438 on 9524.939. On December 30th and January 3rd, I've noticed that there is a sesquiminute of dead air from Dinga Kurdistania on 11600. The music stops at 15 UT and they resume talking at about 15:01. I haven't detected a break in the carrier, but I still think this may be the time when they are changing transmitter sites, as they are known to do. The three possible sites involved are Bulgaria, Pridnestrovia, and France. Ron Howard in California reports Myanmar Radio 5985, relaying NHK in English with their Friends Around the World program, Thursday, December 29th, at 15:43, and they repeated the next day on Friday. Myanmar also reported by Wolfgang Büschel, using a remote receiver in Thailand, not far away, in order to report unusual frequencies, 9459.99, 0525 UT, December 30th, playing a Beatles song, and Tazin Radio in Myanmar, 9589.989, December 30th at 0526, with what he says is a Mountain People Orchestra. Furthermore, another daytime transmission from Burma, 9730 exactly. Yangon was heard with a karaoke-like local singer at 532, December 30th. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1859. Also bringing you the website with a great deal of information, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Mike Bew in Austin, Texas, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. By that method, it does not necessarily have to be in U.S. funds. One may also contribute via check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. There are two Latin American stations on 4775, and well, not exactly. If they're so weak you can't even tell whether they're in Portuguese or Spanish, you can still tell them apart by their precise frequency signatures. December 30th at 0109, I had some music on 4774.90. That would be Radio Tarma in Peru. Carlos Gonsalves in Portugal had measured it on 4774.91 on December 3rd. The other one, Radio Congonhas in Brazil, on 4774.967, where I heard it December 23rd at 0725, and Carlos had measured it only 3 hertz away within the margin of error on December 3rd. 4774.964, of course, each could also be subject to some variation. The Peruvian I've been tracking for years, due to its sliding sign-off time about 6.5 seconds later from one night to the next, Radio Chasqui had been off the air for a while, but was back as of December 30th at midnight 44 UT. I got their carrier, and it went off after 0103. As of January 4th, the cutoff time was 53.5 seconds past 0103 UT. Filed under Seychelles Non for historical reasons, because that's where it started. Blogs of FEBA FIBA. Stephen Wood in Massachusetts says he heard their English broadcast on 9775, actually transmitted via Trincomalee, Sri Lanka, January 2nd at 1427, with sign-off announcements, interval signal, and it went off at 1430. I guess it starts at 1400 or 1415. Most likely a preacher. I tried for a number of New Year's Eve specials just before midnight in various time zones, but was mostly disappointed. Number of stations cutting off the air just before midnight or ignoring the momentous event of the turn of the year. But Ron Howard in California reports an interesting one from Solomon Islands, SIBC, on 5020, December 31st, special New Year's Eve broadcast. At 12:59, they said, "Come on, everyone, countdown." At 1300 UT, bells were ringing. 1305, the national anthem. A government speech in English mentioning law and order, internal security. No one likes to be afraid of his neighbor. Negativity, reaching a compromise, and ending with "God save the Queen." God bless the Solomon Islands, and played the national anthem again. And they were in Pidgin reading many listeners' emails and text messages for a Happy New Year 2017. Many time checks as they kept on going 26 minutes into 2017. They played the good Scottish song, "Auld Lang Syne." Started out poor but improved to fair reception, and they were still on at 1403. Although I couldn't hear any of that, I could tell they were still on at 15 UT, I think the latest I've ever heard them propagating. A sesquihour after sunrise here, and 2 hours after midnight there. God save the Queen. Well, they are a member of the Commonwealth of Nations. Richard Langley explains, "The national anthem of the Solomon Islands is God Save Our Solomon Islands. The royal anthem is GSTQ. This is a similar arrangement to other Commonwealth countries, such as Canada with O Canada as the NA, and GSTQ as the RA. He says, "We even have a combined version played at some occasions as a vice-regal salute to the Governor General or a Provincial Lieutenant Governor, composed of the first 6 bars of God Save the Queen and the first 4 and last 4 bars of O Canada." And of course, many consider the Maple Leaf Forever as Canada's unofficial anthem. but we digress. Radio Exterior de España has been a reliable source for New Year's Eve celebrations. In the final hour of the year by local time. In previous years, they played a lot of songs in English for some reason and a lot of excitement live broadcast from a plaza somewhere. But December 31st at 22:05, there was no signal on their North American frequency 9690. And I checked all the following days through January 3rd and found the transmission still missing. It's normally on the air from 19 to 23 UT. I could barely detect carriers on two frequencies for other parts of the world, 15390 and 15500. So the transmission is still on the air, but the North American frequency has been missing, let's hope, not permanently. I asked Spanish DXers to check this out, and Jose Bueno, Manuel Mendez, and Francisco Rubio all agree it still is broadcasting on the 15 megahertz frequencies, but not on 9. I mentioned last week that Radio Free Asia had invaded the ham band 7195 kilohertz for the Korean broadcast via the Tinian site at 15 to 17 UT. But there were many complaints about this, and by December 29th, they had evacuated the ham band. The new frequency, according to Ivo Ivanov, is 9300. Chris Greenway of BBC Monitoring says the BBC World Service has aired a 50-minute program about BBCM. It's the fifth floor. It originally aired on December 30th, but here is the exact link to it, something I don't usually try to do on the air. It's much easier to click on it. And all the alphanumerics involve lowercase. bbc.co.uk/programs/papa04kilo-tango3kilo-lima. And I hope that zero is a zero rather than an O. I think so. The episode title is Watching the World. If you didn't get that exact link, I expect you can find it by a bit of searching at the BBC World Service site. The end of a year usually brings some unexpected changes. The Creole service, Voice of America, started after the hurricane at 21 to 2130 UT via Greenville on 15220 and 11720. Was missing Saturday, December 31st, although it had been in English instead of Creole on weekends. And it was still missing on Sunday, January 1st, Monday, January 2nd, a weekday. So apparently the service is gone or rescheduled. So Haiti no longer needs it, or did it ever really need it? Ivo Ivanov says, according to IBB Monitoring, the last transmission of that service was on December 29th. Welcome to a new World of Radio affiliate this week. WQCS 88.9 FM, Fort Pierce, Florida, on their HD2 channel. Thanks to Juan Gualda for arranging this. It's Sunday evenings at 11 p.m. Eastern, starting January 8th. That is UT Mondays at 0400. And there's more news about World of Radio shortwave scheduling. UT Friday, December 30th. I was surprised to hear last week's World of Radio on WBCQ 5129.84 AM until 01 UT, while the current, latest New World of Radio was playing on their other frequency, 9330 variable CUSB. We later found out from Alan Weiner that he will be playing World of Radio during variable, unpredictable times on his Radio Jennifer service, expanded hours on 5130 variable of WBCQ. Thomas Wuchner tells me that there is no Hamburger Local Radio shortwave transmission the weekend of January 7th and 8th due to maintenance at the Gehren station in Germany. Everything should be back to normal the following weekend, including World of Radio Saturday at 0730 on 6190, Saturday at 15:30 on 7265, and Sunday at 11:30 on 9485. WRMI has made some major frequency changes for the new year. What had been the best airing, in my opinion, of World of Radio on WRMI is gone. It was Thursday at 21:30 on 13695, a very strong signal aimed across North America. However, I think that will still be on the air, but on a different frequency, 11580, aimed northeast toward Europe. At least that's what's happened with some other programs, including Radio Slovakia International at 21 UT Daily, moved to 11580. The schedule shows a new broadcast of World of Radio Wednesdays at 10:30 UT on 5850, which should also give good reception if you're awake across North America. The program schedule had not been updated, but it appears there is another one-hour block of feature programming on 11580 at 22 UT, because on Wednesday I was hearing a repeat of the Happy Station Christmas special. This all results from a drastic reduction in program hours on WRMI by Brother Hysterical. The schedule now shows him on only four frequencies at once at any given time, still 24 hours a day, more or less. The daytime frequencies 13695, 15440, and 17790 are off. The nighttime frequencies remain 7570, 5850, and 7730. And there have been a number of other reductions. Other frequencies off the air completely, which had been nothing but BS, 5765 and 5015 at night. On December 24th and 25th, as early as 12:30 and as late as 15 UT, Dave Valqua in Pennsylvania was hearing Brother Stare on 4920 and couldn't figure out where from. It turned out to be parallel to WHRI as the subharmonic of 9840, one half times that frequency. Also with other programming heard December 29th around 18:30. A new missionary shortwave station has been in the works for several years in a remote site in Nevada, KIMF. Now in Shortwave Bulletin, there is news that apparently it's getting close to filing for a license to begin shortwave operations, according to James Plank at the station. Christoph Rotzer found their info on Facebook with some photographs. They've been registering frequencies for many years, so far imaginary, including the current season, 6065, 9300, and 13570. It's the same organization which brought you the former shortwave station in Honduras, HRMI. Tom Jasinski in Joliet notes on December 31st that WBBM 780 had turned off its IBOC noise for several days. We hope it's for good. Mike Terry forwards news from National Catholic Register, December 31st, that after 80 years, Vatican Radio is absorbed into the new Secretariat for Communications. So we wonder if that's what they'll be calling themselves on the air now. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSC is peaking at 24 and 5 January 5th, 25 and 5 on the 17th and 19th. Solar flux stuck in the mid-70s. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1859.